Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 386, Power Rangers Time Force, episode 8, Jen's Revenge.
It aired March 24th, 2001. Happy birthday, Shannon Maynor. Written by Judd Lynn, directed by Koichi Sakamoto. Who would have thought that just 16 years later, the Power Rangers movie would come out on the very same day?
That's insane.
Which is also Shannon's birthday. And I'm not going to say that's how I remember Shannon's birthday. But it is.
It's not how you forgot it.
It's not how I don't remember it. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, and we talk about it. You can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs, and you should, because it's Time Force, baby. It's the good stuff.
It was pretty good.
It's pretty good stuff.
You just can't contain yourself.
Okay, I got to throw my phone. I'm so excited.
It's so good.
Let's go watch Jen's Revenge. I'm actually very excited to see what her revenge is about.
Okay, I can only imagine.
Time Force.
Time Force! Time Force! Power Rangers!
And we're back, and we just watched Jen's Revenge, and I have this scene in my head of Jen screaming at Rancic in her Time Force outfit.
Like the uniform, like not the Ranger
not morphed,
suit.
But yeah. Like, yeah, in her like white police uniform, and it's not this episode, even though she does put her uniform on, and I just can't wait to see this scene again, and I feel like it's probably the finale.
It's like part, what is it, three-part finale?
It's part three
of the finale.
I'm just going to be
itching
for it.
The last 5 minutes of the season.
Anyway, morphingrid.tumblr.com taps.
Have you checked it?
I haven't. I should.
I'm curious.
Well, it's past December 17th, so it won't flag them anymore. It'll just get rid of them, I think. I don't know actually how it works.
I'm extra curious to see what's just gone.
It's just going to be some random episodes, because, like, I think what it is... Because, you know, it was like, here's a picture of a regular person. This is illicit. You cannot have this. I think it just is like, all right, I think we're just checking skin tone, and there's too much of it on the screen at once.
It's an algorithm.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, there's this much of this hexadecimal color.
Yeah, get it out of there. Which I feel like that is a little bit racist, probably. But that's Tumblr, I guess.
Well, Tumblr, actually, a little bit racist, probably.
Tumblr, a lot more racist now, because you know what you can definitely find on Tumblr? A bunch of white supremacist Tumblr blogs.
Oh, great.
Cannot find any porn, though.
Those got through. That's
yeah, they
good.
Are absolutely fine. I don't want to talk about this anymore. HeyJakeAndJosh.com/MorphinGrid is where our archives are. You can email us at littleidiotsdumbmorphinggrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at MorphinGrid. We're on Cran Apple Podcasts. We're on...
Oh, that's close.
It's a Cran Apple.
That's two fruits and a juice. That's a cocktail.
That's a cocktail. We're on Podknife and Stitcher and Google Play and Pod Bay and Pod Cocktails.
that's all the fancy podcasts.
That's the real. That's actually what it is.
It won't download anything to your phone unless you are dressed in black tie.
It's black tie only, or a cocktail dress, which I feel like is the equivalent of black tie. This may surprise you. I'm not a fancy man.
Same.
So there's that.
We're also not on Pod Cocktail. Actually,
no. You cannot find us there. You can review us, but you cannot listen to us. There's also a sub website of Pod Cocktails that just takes several podcasts and mix them all together into one terrible Pod Cocktail.
That's Pod Little Umbrellas.
Yeah, it's Pod Umbrellas. Podbrellas. That one we are on. But you know what else? Kind of like the vermouth, the catch-all. Here, we're just gonna add this to a cocktail to make it a little different. Is rabbits.
Of course it is.
There's always a little rabbits and everything.
You can't get away from rabbits.
Not a rabbit. No, sir. Have I told you about the Leap Year Society yet?
No.
Ooh, it's their new one, and I love it. So dumb.
Oh, it's the Secret Society one.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they love talking in circles, and it's so dumb. Anyway, please leave us a rating and review. We're also on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some cool stuff in return, including Tattoo Teen Jail and Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes, which we are about $45 away from hitting our next batch of them. So we got to record. We're actually going to be recording the next one last week to you listening.
Time Force.
By the way, Happy New Year. Time Force. Time Force. Happy New Year. This is the first one in 2019. Is it beautiful here? Is it? Did we fix it? Did we make it?
Is it?
Did we make it?
Is it different? I don't think it is.
I just want to know if we made it, if I'm being honest.
Well, I hope so, because if not, no one's even listening to this. If we didn't make it.
What if the apocalypse, all there is for entertainment is podcasts? We will reign supreme.
Yeah, I think we would do okay.
We'll reign about exactly the same amount, I think. Which is to say, a little.
we have a slice.
We've got a definite slice, yeah. I would say. Also,
we only have to do, what, 6 podcasts to keep up?
Yeah. Hey, man, once the apocalypse is gone, I'm not paying any bills. I'm not going to worry about it. We got to figure out how to get electricity. That's it.
And internet.
Oh, dang. Got
to figure out how to broadcast internet. Otherwise, you have to, like, record your episodes on CD and just, like, toss them at people like frisbees.
Mail them?
I guess you could mail them.
I am very excited because you know that the first thing that we are going to fix after the apocalypse, we're going to get Wi-Fi back up.
Oh, yeah.
Like, immediately.
And then we'll get lights back.
And then lights and then water, maybe. Anyway, you want to talk about... Oh, no. It's Friday.
Yeah.
We got some stuff.
We got to do some stuff.
We got a new review?
We do. We got one.
All right.
From... this past Saturday at the time of recording.
Okay.
So it's fresh, hot off the presses.
Yes.
The title of this review is a heart eye emoji.
Okay.
Not those words, that actual emoji.
Wow.
Yep. It's 5 stars off.
Heck yeah.
Come on. The iTunes user is MNM1803.
That is a new patron of ours.
Is it?
Yes. They just joined the Discord.
Okay.
So they're a new patron. Great. Also, pretty sure that's Megan, whose last name I definitely butchered a couple episodes ago.
Well, thank you for digging through the Patreon to get on the Discord.
Yeah.
I'm not on it. I don't go on it, but I appreciate all you guys hanging out.
It's like a good, fun place.
I'm someone who went back and watched every episode of Power Rangers in their 20s and loved it when they were bad. And there are some real bad parts of Power Rangers.
Oh, you are not kidding.
It's super fun listening to Jake and Josh recap them because it's obvious they love Power Rangers, even at its worst. Full disclosure, I jumped in it in space because as much as I love me some Adam Park, yeah,
good
cheers.
Call.
I just couldn't redo the first couple seasons. Can't wait to listen to them talk about some of my favorite parts.
Heck yeah. Thank you very much for the review. I'm also excited for your favorite parts as well. I'm excited for a lot of stuff in Power Rangers.
Yeah, I hope we like your favorite parts.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry if we don't.
Yeah.
But we don't mask the way we feel about stuff around here.
That's just not how we do. What I'm very excited for is starting after this season, I don't know anything like at all.
That's how I am this season. So, this is all fresh for me.
Yeah, it's a good time. I only watched this season like 2 years ago.
I mean, last season was even the same way for me, so...
Yeah, that one I had a little bit of info about, but it was mostly surprises. We have one new patron, and I should have thanked him 2 weeks ago because we took last week off, but I just missed it. So new patron is Luke.
Thank you, Luke.
Luke L. Hey, here's the thing we do on Kingdom Smarts with our Patreon. We say the first initial of the last name, which is the easiest way to combine the two.
I don't know how we just walked past that.
Here's how we stumbled onto that. Shannon figured it out, and so that's how you know it was a better idea.
I can imagine you saying, like, should we or should we not say last names? And then she was just like, just say the initial. And then your face just lights up with, like, a holy light.
Galaxy brain picture. Like, of course. It personalizes it, yet keeps them anonymous in a way.
It's the perfect plan.
It's perfect. We don't have any emails. We don't have any tweets. There's a tweet for Kingdom Smarts we got to talk about next episode, but that's not this podcast. So would you like to jump in to Jen's Revenge?
Oh, I would.
We start off circuit, trip, checking the fridge, making sure all the mutants are still in there.
This is a new fridge.
This is a brand new fridge. It is industrial.
Well, I'm assuming they had it before. This is a new to us fridge.
Yeah, they had to dig it out of the beach.
Because somebody probably asked, we're 8 episodes in now, someone was like, hey, those tiny action figures are supposed to be frozen.
They gotta keep them cold.
Where do they put those? Someone was like, well, I guess we're renting a damn fridge.
We gotta get a fridge. It looks like a cabinet, but they put some blue lights in it, so it's a fridge and like some fog sometimes. So does this mean that if you just like leave them out in room temperature, it's like dropping one of those little pills with the plastic coating into hot water
and a little sponge inside
there? Little dinosaur sponge pops out, but instead it's a whole ass monster.
Yeah, a shrunky dunk.
It's a shrunky dunk. The opposite of a shrinky dink, clearly. Everybody's here. Everybody they've caught so far is still here. Nobody broke out while they weren't looking. I feel like they would know immediately.
Good. Also, how?
They got too warm. They donked out.
I guess. This is why they have to take the odd job, so they can keep this refrigerator powered.
Specifically for just to pay for this refrigerator and food.
I hope we get another odd job soon.
I definitely know there's more, like, throughout the whole season. So, like, I think they're just, like, doing some front-loading stuff right now.
Yeah.
But the whole middle of the season probably is just, like, a lot of odd jobs, which I'm very excited for.
Hey, we're almost done with the story. We have 30 episodes of the season left. Or it'd probably be, like, 15 episodes of the season
left. Here's the good part about Time Force is it doesn't, like, dip out of the story entirely, like, ever. It's not like Lost Galaxy where they're like, I don't know, do we go to another galaxy for 12 episodes?
We just get punched through a wormhole, I guess.
Or like Lightspeed, where it's like in the middle, they're like, all right, Ryan's back, but he had to leave. So like, and like, we're in between villains, kind of. So
we
like,
made our own ranger. Turns out it's hard to use him
now.
That's
expensive.
So we're going to send him on a quest.
You got to go on a journey in the desert, talk to a parrot or whatever.
And kill a man of sand.
So alarm clock goes off and Wes is sleeping up on like the loft. And, like, hits the alarm and then rolls over and falls off the loft a good 10 feet.
He falls 15 feet off the steel cage.
Off the steel cage. By God.
That man has a family.
He is broken in half. He's like, why is everyone up so early? We don't see what time it is.
I don't know. Because when it cuts in, you can kind of see the clock. And I don't know if it's enough to tell the time. I wish I had thought to look.
Yeah, I didn't think it was going to be a thing I was wondering about in a minute.
It's probably like 9:30.
Yeah.
Because it's bright. So it's not like early morning.
No, it's not like... Yeah, it's not like the wee hours.
Yeah, everyone else is dressed and has been up.
Yeah. And I it's probably like 8 or 9. Like you said, like somewhere around there. And Lucas is like, it's not early, Wes. And he's like, well, where's Jen? And Kay's like, she's out training as usual. And then we cut to Jen punching a tree. It's got a rope around
it. She did tie a rope around it for padding.
To pad out.
Just like a stiff-ass rope.
Around a regular whole big tree.
Yeah.
And she's got like gloves on, but they're not like boxing gloves. There's no
padding. I think there's even holes in the knuckles.
I think so for this. So the sweat can get out.
Right. And also the blood from punching a tree.
Yeah. Well, you squeeze your fists together and that moves the sweat from the palms up to the top out through the holes.
If you wait long enough, you can squirt it a little bit.
Yeah.
got those wet knucks.
Got those wet knucks. No one wants to fight someone with wet knucks.
No, ew.
That's gross. So she's like kicking the ropes, punching the ropes. She envisions Rancic's face on the ropes as she goes to town on them.
She's going hard.
She goes hard in that paint this whole episode, pretty much.
Yeah, she's pretty much just pedal to the metal the whole time.
Yeah, it's I actually very much like it. How it kind of happens.
Not to spoil the end, but Jen is kind of the best part of this episode.
Yeah, Jen rules. She, like, gets done punching this tree and takes the gloves off and looks at her left hand and her whole ass engagement ring is still
sticking
on
up
it.
Like 4 inches off of her finger.
It clearly has a diamond on it. It should be either A, destroyed, or her knuckle should be
her finger should
annihilated.
Be broken. Yeah. Like, just wrecked.
It should just be like a cash thing, like, oh, I just punched, oh, right, my ring was on, ha, ha, ha. It'd be like, oh, no, my finger is broken now because of this. And
I get why it's there, but put it on a necklace or something.
It's like, it's not real to her yet, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
but you can't punch a tree with that on.
No, you can't, but she didn't have it on when she was doing the actual punching, like, in out of kayfabe. So Wes runs up. He's like, oh, hey, there you are. Something, something. You should fight me instead of that tree. I'm way tougher than a tree.
Again, just completely not reading the any Collins, body language.
The Collins family has a hard time reading the room. And he's like, he says something like, yeah, I'm way tougher than that tree. You should spar with me. He's like, oh, let me show you. I'll show you some moves. And he does like a little shadow box.
Yeah, he like playfully kind of throws like a little shadow box punch at her. And so she grabs it and flips him over.
Yeah.
What does she say to him? She says, wake up earlier and then maybe you can keep up with
yeah.
me. And then or wake up on time is probably more.
Probably what she meant. Along what she yeah. said. But then we cut to the theme song. When we come back, they are Shronky Donkin, Fat Catfish. His name is said once. Yeah, he's a fat catfish. I'm going to call him Francis.
He looks like a Francis.
So he's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess he's a catfish, not like anyone I've ever seen.
Like, I know what a catfish looks like, and I know what a cartoon catfish looks like. This is like an all-real monster.
Yeah, he has a Gatling gun for a right arm.
Yep.
So he's part Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, a little bit.
He's a catfish, but he has one going up and two coming out where his head, quote unquote, is.
Yeah, it's like hair spurts.
It's like hair, but also just like spiky.
I don't
and
like
he's
it.
He's got like one big visor, sunglasses on.
Yeah. Has been a big mouth because he's a fierce.
A big mouth because he's a monster.
Yeah. He's also got like bandages all over him already. So like this is probably.
Well, yeah, because they froze him right after they caught him. So.
That's true.
Do you heal when you're frozen or do you just come out as is?
I feel like you don't heal because you are suspended.
You're just stuck.
Suspended animation. So you're like you're done. You can't do it in real life, I don't think, except for Walt Disney's frozen head, of course. But
obviously.
Hey,
I have a question about that now that you've brought it
okay.
up. Okay. The myth is that his head is frozen.
Uh-huh.
Is it removed from the body, or is his head frozen and his body is a mummy? Because how would you, why?
Well, to keep.
Just the head.
Well, why is to keep his brain. Where all the good, where that's where Mickey Mouse came from. So, like, you want to keep that if
right.
you can.
But when you wake him up and he has a live brain but a dead body,
well, you put the body on Abe Lincoln's animatronic body from the Hall of Presidents.
So it is removed from the body.
I'm assuming so. That or there's like a frozen head and a dangly skeleton
right, and
under
it's just like this weird shriveled up mummy body.
This little Halloween decoration of a body. Just he's like jangle, 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 jangle.
He's in a special sarcophagus with an ice box
yeah.
at the top.
I don't know. it's a weird thing. There's also the rumor that they made the movie Frozen just so when you type in Disney Frozen, that comes up instead of his head. And honestly, if there's any conspiracy theory I believe that is not Avril Lavigne and Melissa, it's that one.
Yeah.
That they just like, not that his head is frozen, but that they made a whole movie so people would stop Googling it.
I love that Avril Lavigne one.
It's very clutch. I do prefer her not being dead, just like I can't deal with the spotlight anymore.
Yeah.
But also, that means that Melissa wrote What the Hell, which is a song that I will frequently put on repeat for an hour or two at a time. Because sometimes you gotta.
Yeah.
I mean, not you or anyone else. Sometimes I gotta.
I don't know if I've heard that song.
You should check it out. It's very good. It's dope. Rantic's like, here's a bunch of money. You'll get half of it now to kill the Power Rangers.
Yeah, because Francis asks, like, what do I get for killing them? And so he opens up a briefcase full of money. And then we get one of those, like, zoom in from across the room.
Like 1970s whip zooms?
Yeah, on Nadira, who's like, ooh. This is going to raise a very important question for me that I'm going to ask right now.
Okay.
Is that not also her money? Like,
well, no.
If she needed some money, couldn't she say, hey, Dad,
give me the money.
I would like some money.
Yes. But that money is now his. And she's like, well, if I spend that money, then we get him to kill the Power Rangers and I get the money to spend on clothes. Even though I love cash, I also love shopping and murder.
Yeah.
Also, quick, what was Nadira wearing? She's got she's doing her hair. So, like, it's in, like, this shower cap that's, like, gold lame, and she has like a very tight bathrobe on that is a little too much for a kid's show, I would think. So
she dyes her hair this pink.
Maybe? Or is she just getting like a treatment done to it? Maybe. I don't know what you do with hair.
You can't straighten it by bunching it up in a cap, right?
I literally don't do anything to my hair.
A straightener's like an iron.
Yeah, it's like a thing, and you like
you can't just put it in there and make it steamy.
You squeegee your hair out essentially, but right. With heat instead of water.
Yeah, and then if it gets wet, it just bloop, springs right back
up. Right back. I don't know. I don't get my hair wet too often because it takes five ever to dry. But Francis kills a bunch of robots around there. This is important, and this is just to be like, look. He's a bounty hunter. Like, he gets the job done as long as it's unsuspecting robots. And then Frax picks up some bolts or, like, a neck or something.
It's a hand.
Is it a hand?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, one day robots will get their revenge.
One day the robots, they will rule the world.
We will rule. Because he a robot.
iRobot. Frax.
That was about Frax. A.K.A. Robot Jafar. So.
I don't know. Jafar's hot now. So
he looked like the first picture I saw of him thought it was Fred Savage, you know, from the Wonder Years.
Yeah, sure.
I thought it was Fred Savage from afar. And then I clicked on it and I was like, oh, no, that's like just a hot man. Then everyone's like, hey, look at this new hot Jafar. And like outside of the Jafar makeup, I don't know how I could have. Like, he just had a hat. He just had, like, a turban on. Like, that was it. I don't know.
The turban and the dressy garb on. And I guess it's kind of from far away.
And I was like, I get, like, that looks like Fred Savage. And, like, any other picture, I'm like, that's not even the same face shape. Like, how did I get? That wasn't even close. So we don't cut anywhere. Francis goes to leave to kill the Power Rangers. Nadira follows after him. And she's like, hey, I'm horny.
She yells down the hallway to him, hey, fatty.
Because his name is Fat Catfish.
He's Fat
so it's
Catfish.
Like a cute nickname, not just making fun of his birth.
Right.
And she's like, I love a mutant with cash. And he's like, I have that. Baby.
I hate this.
Okay.
This episode, this part of this episode, I'm going to say sucks.
the Nadira part,
yes.
Portion? Yeah, it's not great.
It's bad.
It's... I didn't realize that, yes, it was her money until you said it a couple minutes ago, and that literally just breaks the entire foundation of this whole part.
Her whole thing was like, we need to get money, then we'll have the power.
Yeah, but she also loves shopping.
But now, for this episode, total one-dimensional character, all I want is money and shopping.
Yeah.
I hate it.
And I'm willing to, I guess, lead you on...
Yeah, we'll
totally
have a date.
That.
And so then it cuts to them like outside of a mall, an outlet mall, and she has like a new fancy hot pants outfit on.
What was Adira wearing part two? She has a pleather onesie?
It's like if Catwoman from Batman Returns was in Run DMC.
There's a lot of statement jewelry.
There's a lot of like big gold chain. She's definitely got the hat on.
She has a
shades.
It's a bigger hat than the Run DMC hat, but there is also a tiara on the hat.
I did not notice the tiara.
Yeah, huge sunglasses, so much jewelry.
Big heels.
It's like the Catwoman, it's like sleeveless, but like no stitches. But it's like that one piece.
And it has
leather.
The ring belt on it.
It's a lot. And here's the other part. This is the thing I do not understand. They're just walking down the street with purchased bags.
Was she bringing this monster into the store?
I guess.
Hey, just steal the clothes.
Like, normally she does. Normally she's like, I'm not paying for this robot's attack, and then that's it. This time she's like, no, I am going to pay for the money to spend.
He's
paying for it, so I don't need to steal it.
And this is all just to set up the, like, do you want to keep shopping? And then
he's like, well, I'm out of money.
I am out of money. So she takes her bags and kicks him to the curb. And that's
literally
a wrap on Nadira this episode.
Yep. Bye, Nadira. See you never.
F this. I hate this.
It's not good. It's just like every bad Hey, was this the episode that was written by just Judd Lynn? I think it was. Pretty confident that only Judd wrote this one.
I can't imagine This is what happens when you take the female writer off the team.
There was a woman also writing these episodes, and hither to now, Nadira was really good.
Yeah, she had like motivations and stuff, and now she just wants that money.
Women be shopping.
I just want money and stuff.
And I'm willing to act horny for it.
And as soon as you don't have any money, I'm not horny anymore.
This is Shannon's birthday. So, anyway, now he's so mad he's going to kill the Power Rangers. He's so mad that he gets into Sentai footage and shoots a car with his Gatling gun hand.
And then he comes out of Sentai footage to gloat about it.
For 1 second. And then the Rangers, like, parachute in.
Yeah, the Rangers literally drop in from the sky.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, the Power Rangers are here now because they need to be. And we're literally just going to drop them into the scene.
Like, they have a time jet, so they can fly to places.
I guess we can assume they jumped off
to,
of
right?
It. Yeah.
But we don't see it. It's just them.
How do,
like,
we know they did it if we didn't see
completely
it?
Completely spread eagle, like, woo! Like, they're skydiving at iFly. Like, woo, here I come. which is very fun, by the way.
I have never done it.
Jacob used to work there, and so I got to go for free once, and I don't want to say I'm a prodigy. But I did very well.
There's a video of that, right? Because I definitely have a memory of your beard being blown just up into your face.
It was split in half going up both sides of my face.
It was either a video or a photo.
I think it might have. One or the other. Jacob definitely took something. But like, what's crazy is like you're flying, like the air is enough to push a human body up, right?
Yeah.
And they can adjust it. And like, it's so easy to get like way thrown off, because literally if you just move your hand a little bit, you'll start rotating. Like, if it's flat, it catches the air. If you do this, it pushes the air up and over, and you will start spinning in circles.
Right.
It's bananas. But anyway, they land and then they start fighting him, and he pranks Jen, which I don't like. There's some stuff about this episode, like specifically like Jen's stuff, that I very much love. There's a lot of stuff that I'm like, how?
There's some,
like, I have to make a leap that I will, like, say a little bit later that, like, I had to make to, like, justify it. But, like, it definitely feels like only a dude wrote this episode.
Yeah, I have a lot of mechanical problems with this episode.
Yeah. Like, there's a chord. We'll get to it. As we go, we'll talk about it more. But, like, so Jen's like has her big old blaster out, and she's like, freeze. And he's like, yeah, okay, I'll go quietly. And she's like, wait, you will? And like moves her thing back. This is Sentai footage, so like this is fine.
Yeah, and she drops her gun.
She didn't drop it. She
not
just,
drop
like,
it, but like moved it.
Lowered it.
Yeah, lowered it.
And then he turns around and blasts him with his Gatling gun. And then they go back to fighting. She recognizes him because he's like, hey, remember me, Pink Ranger? Even though she wasn't the Pink Ranger then, so he doesn't know who she is.
He knows a lot of stuff he shouldn't.
Yeah, he also knows that Alex died because of Rancic, specifically like Rancic killed him. But like, Rancic was the last mutant. You would have been frozen. You would not have been there unless when you come out of the Shronky Donk, they're like, here's a little pamphlet catching you up on all cool mutant haps since you got froze.
Before they send them out, they sit in a conference room and go over everything
that
happened.
Every single thing. It's like, all right, we're in the year 2001. We killed one of the Power Rangers, but now he's back because his descendant, they went back in time.
We killed a Power Ranger, but they just made another one.
We killed one Power Ranger, and then now there's five. So like, we severely disimproved, whatever the opposite of improved. Deproved?
Unproved.
We unproved our predicament.
That actually is false now.
So we get a little flashback. She's like, oh, you tried to destroy Alex and me. And like, it's them just like shooting him with their little laser pistols and like taking him down. And Alex like cuffing him, basically. And this is for nobody. And I know that my friend Andy Bjorklund does not listen to this podcast. Andy Bjorklund moves like a Power Rangers suit actor. He would be perfect to play a Power Rangers like monster. Just the way they laugh when they like throw their arms out and they go, ha ha ha. Like, Andy does that, but like, that just is him as a person. Like, I just can't help but think Andy should be a Power Rangers suit actor. He's very busy though. He worked on The Greatest Showman. I think he his voice showed up on one of the songs, maybe.
Oh, dang.
Like, he gets royalty checks for The Greatest Showman.
That's insane.
In addition to having worked on it, like, as a... I don't know what he did. I don't actually know what he did on it. Anyway, hey, Andy, I know you're not listening. Proud of you, buddy. This is when he remembers that Rancic killed Alex. How? I don't
know.
Yeah,
he literally says, oh, now I remember. He was destroyed by Rancic.
Blah, 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 blah. And she, like, starts to melt down. The other Rangers jump in to start, like, fighting him. And he's, like, just hitting him, killing him, all that kind of
stuff.
He's
laughing, having a good time.
She has a flashback of Alex's murder. You know, how he was killed in front of her and literally died in her arms. Pretty tragic for a kid's show, I would say. And then she flips her cookies. She goes, like, absolutely balls out. Pulls her swords out.
I think it's later. I can't remember when exactly this happens. She is morphed when she says it. But at some point, she says, like, I will not let Ryan's death be in vain. Or, like, I will avenge Ryan's death.
Alex.
Why am I saying Ryan?
Ryan was last season's
look
extra boy.
Who can keep him straight?
It's hard.
There's
to keep.
So many.
They're just a bunch of handsome boys. You can barely tell them apart.
Alex. She says Alex's death at some point in this episode.
Because that's the thing, is you cannot say, I will kill you, or like, you will die from me. But someone can
have a death.
Have a death. You didn't die. You had a death.
Yeah, this death, that's yours.
That's yours. You were destroyed, and now you have a death. She starts going just ham on him with her swords, and they restrain her, which is a little weird.
Here's where this episode loses me a lot.
It catches me later because of what Wes does.
It's like, I get it, but I don't. She runs in with her hour hand, her clock face sword. I don't remember what it's called. Time Saber? Time Strikers?
I don't know.
She's like, pink Time Sabers, and she summons them. She runs it and just, like, goes to town.
Yeah.
And then she pulls her big Zook out, and she's about to blast him, and the Rangers stop her.
Yeah.
Because she'll kill him. Now, I have one question.
Uh-huh.
What makes her shooting him with this laser this time?
Because when they started this fight, she had it on him and they were cool with it.
Yeah, but like, they've also shot other monsters with these guns.
I think it's just like intent to kill. They can just tell. And this is Sentai.
She's aiming at his brain, I guess.
And like, the thing is, this is Sentai footage. So this is like a problem with the base footage. We can't do anything about this. This isn't just Judd's fault. It is a little weird because they do just shoot people sometimes.
And I get the idea of, we don't kill them, we arrest them.
Yeah,
it's like,
which I love.
It's
I
like,
love that.
It's the Batman.
Yeah.
Moral or whatever.
Yeah.
But to arrest them every other time, you literally blow them up.
Well, you...
And then you put their tiny bodies in a can.
Yeah, that seems different than just murder. It feels like she doesn't want to, like, capture kill him. She wants to murder kill him, you know?
Yeah, she, like, set her gun from capture to murder.
To murder, yeah. And they were like, Jen, you can't do that. And so he runs out of, like, an alley, and he runs into Frax. And Frax is there like... Hey, are you running from a little girl who is a trained police officer and very good at killing all of your monster friends?
I don't ever see Frax do nothing.
Yeah, Frax is...
He's a punk.
He's a little Ridley.
Yeah, I hate him. I hate Frax.
I don't love him. He's got a great backstory that we'll find out later.
Well, until then, I hate him.
Yeah. No, you can still hate him afterwards. It doesn't like make him better or good. It's just like, it's a very well-told backstory, but he's still like a piece of garbage. So Frax is like, oh, little girl, blah, blah, blah. And then like tricks him. Cause he's like, I would like best buddy. We're best buddies. He does like this very cute, like,
Air quotes thing. Cause Francis is like, hey man, you wouldn't turn me into Rancic for running away from the Power Rangers that were about to like actual murder me.
You know, I was paid very handsomely to kill them.
Cause we're like super good friends, mutants and robots. Right. And they do like that weird, I'm going for a fist bump. You're going for a handshake. and then that's when Frax is like, oh, yes, I'll never turn my best friend, like, right
best
in front,
buddy,
right in front of him.
They're facing each other still. It's not hidden.
Then Francis walks away. He's like, oh, what a fool. And then we cut to Frax. He's like, ah, what a fool.
And Frax had like a little, like, you remember those metal Pokemon cards that you got from McDonald's.
They were at Burger King.
They were
like gold plated trading cards that came in a giant Pokeball.
Can you imagine you're like playing and like there's just like in the middle there's just a big Pikachu. Well,
they weren't even like the game like card game cards. They were just like, this is a gold plated picture of a Pikachu.
Yeah. But it's like that. It's like silver, like that shape, and it's just like a hologram replicator. He's like, I copied his voice and image in my hologram replicator. Got him.
And then he goes,
bah! Bah! His eyes bug out and his mouth drops.
His face opens.
His face pops open.
Like it's gross. It's very unsettling. I was not expecting it at all.
I knew it happened, and like every time I look at his face, I'm like, at any moment, I know his eyes are gonna pop out.
That whole thing just opens up.
Yeah,
it's like, such like a weird Crypt Keeper moment of like,
yeah, very much so.
Oh yes, now I'll get him. Bah,
bah,
and I got you.
It's like a Rock'em Sock'em Robot, but instead of his head popping up, his face pops open.
Yeah.
So. Ugh. We cut to Jen in the park looking at people in love, getting married, getting engaged, being sad. She's just being sad and touching her wedding ring her engagement ring. And then Frax is like hiding behind a building or a tree or something and whips the Pokemon metal card at her
just
head.
Just totally. Is there a superhero or some character from something? It's not Gambit because his cards explode.
Yes.
But someone, maybe it's Bullseye who can just like throw a playing card like a throwing star.
A Bullseye can throw anything, like anything, and it will always hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I have a distinct memory of a playing card like sticking into a wall that was like thrown into a wall. And I don't know what it's from.
That might be from the 2000s Daredevil movie.
It could be. I did see that bad, bad movie.
I saw it several times. Here's the secret. The director's cut is pretty okay. The director's cut is perfectly serviceable as a movie. Electra, you can't fix. The Electra movie is unfixable. But
I did not see that one.
The Daredevil movie works.
There's something there.
With the director's cut, at least.
I'd have to see it again. I don't remember. I just remember being like, well, this is not Spider-Man like I was hoping it was going to be.
Yeah, for sure not. Anyway, so he throws the card. And she is like Jack Burton and just like catches it.
Her spidey sense tingles.
Yeah.
Because her face pops up and she grabs it out of the air.
And then it's like an image of Frantis like, I'll turn in Rancic if you leave me alone. Meet me at the warehouse.
Just let me live my life, Jen.
But you owe me one. And then like it goes away. And she's like, the warehouse, huh?
Tonight?
Tonight?
What am I going to wear?
The only warehouse? Sure. So then we cut to Jen. This is maybe my favorite shot. There's an image of Wes. We're looking at Wes, not an image. It's just a shot of Wes. He's sleeping. Jen is five feet, very close.
She's pretty close.
Like, and she is, everybody is asleep. Jen, eyes wide open, dead staring, be like, okay, yeah, he's definitely asleep. She gets up. She's in her jam jams. She gets into her cop uniform, like puts her gun.
Yeah,
in
we
her
get
holster.
The whole like piece by piece montage, like Batman, the arm going through the sleeve and
the whoop, whoop, zip, like all that. It was great Foley work I just did. And then she leaves to go to the warehouse. We cut to the warehouse where Frantis is already there. Rancic comes in. He's like, "What did you want to see me about?" And Frantis is like, "Oh, boss, like just give me, I'll explain, like whatever it is." And he's like, "Wait a minute. Frax told me you wanted to see me." And Rancic's like, "Frax told me you wanted to see me." And Frax is like, "I don't know what he's talking about, Rancic."
Yeah, Rancic turns around and Frax is like, "I don't know.
I don't know." And he's like, "I trust Frax, I guess." And he's like, what's going on here?" Before they can figure it out, Jen kicks the door in and is like, "Freeze, you're all under arrest." And then says the key phrase, "I don't know you anything, Frantis."
Yeah, Fat Catfish, thanks for the tip, but I don't owe you anything.
And then
Rancic kicks Fat Catfish through like a whole mess of boxes.
He pushes him so hard, like just very, very hard. And then we get a fight because as Jen is like coming to arrest them, there's a crony behind a pillar and like whips around and goes to shoot her, but she's Jen Scott's, you got to get up real early in the morning to pull one over on her. And she just beats up a bunch of cronies. It's a really good fight scene.
Yeah, it's very good. There's a lot of jumping off of stuff. A lot of defensive fighting.
Yeah, there's a car parked in here.
Oh, yeah. They did. There is an abandoned car in this abandoned warehouse. Yeah,
and she uses the car to, like, beat up a bunch of cronies. At one point, she jumps off. She, like, does, like, a spin flip, lands with one foot, like, plants one foot on the edge of the hood, and then kicks off of it and, like, rotates herself so that she's facing them again and pulls out a second gun that she has and starts firing at him. Kills two cronies, lands on one of those, like, mechanics, like, skateboards, the little dollies.
Oh, the little oil change board?
Yeah. Like, lands on one of those and just, like, scoots back.
Yep. Yeah, she lands in, like, one motion. As her butt hits that board, she pushes off the ground.
Yeah.
Very slick.
Very slick. She's a great cop, yeah. I feel like. Then
she's a great action cop.
Yes. She's like a diehard cop. And this is Jason's great, 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 et cetera, granddaughter, so I would expect no less.
Right.
In the action department. She basically just one-man armies all of them, and then Francis dips. And I thought Rancic did, but he did not. Which is important. We cut to the clock tower where Wes needs to, he's doing his best Cindy Lou Who impression. He would like a drink of water or he's got to pee or something. He's like walking down the stairs and he sees Jen's pajamas on like a banister.
They're like neatly folded and draped over a banister.
Yeah. And she's like, Jen, he looks over at the closet and there's three uniforms and he's like, Jen's gone. And then presumably he wakes everybody up, but we cut back to the warehouse where Rancic kicks Jen's ass.
Yeah, just beats the tar out of her.
Absolutely murks her. She's up against some boxes. He pulls out a sword from one of his bones.
Yeah, I don't remember how we got to he's got Jen, but shortly after we get back, if not right when we get back, and we just didn't like do any of the connective stuff. He just like has her by the shoulders and is maniacally laughing in her face.
I know that when we cut, like as soon as we cut back, he attacks her. And then
she does try to fight him off.
Yeah.
Because she like gets a block up and goes for a punch that he catches.
Yeah, that's
and
then
he's just like cackling
and
the whole time.
He boots her in the chest and into these boxes, pulls out a sword, goes to slice her in twain.
Yeah, she does not stumble into these boxes. She flies into these boxes.
It's rough.
Yeah.
And then he pulls the sword out. He's got it over his head, about to execute her. And he goes, and freezes. And then we get that shot of like the quicksilver bubbling on him.
Well, he's just screaming, I need my serum.
He needs his serum. Papa needs a serum.
Frax brings it over in a mug just for him.
Just for him. Here you go.
Says Papa needs a serum on the inside.
Yeah. It's just for him. And he's like yelling and freaking out as the Rangers come in. They're like, Jen, they see her like bloodied and bruised.
She's ruckus.
She got beat up.
She's beat up.
And
she can't speak. She can't move. She can barely look over at them.
Yeah.
And the look on her face is like, I messed up.
What I love about this, I don't love that Jen got her ass kicked. I mean, I kind of do because, like, she showed up looking for a fight and, like, she's, like, clearly not in the right headspace.
Yeah.
And, like,
I do like that this whole time she does not morph. She's like, no, you're going to watch me.
Yeah, you're
going to
look
butt.
In my eyes.
Yeah, I'm going to kick your ass.
But she gets beat up. And what I love is that she's a girl. This has never happened to a girl ranger before.
The monster, not the monster, the big bad, the villain, who is a man for all time. He's a mutant, but he's a big,
he's a
strong
dude,
beats up a girl, and it doesn't feel bad.
Yeah, no, it's literally like they are on the same playing field.
Yeah.
And this has never happened to Power Rangers before.
The only other time anything like this ever happened is against a morph Power Ranger.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess this is, like, a much bigger thing than... Because it didn't feel like that when we were watching it. It was just like, oh, Jen's fighting Rancic.
Literally, it's just like, oh, like, Jen is fighting Rancic because, like, that is her mortal enemy. Like, it makes sense. Like, everything adds up here. But, like, I was thinking about it. I was like, this has never happened before. Like, I don't even think there's been a scene where a one of the female Rangers got, like, hurt by a, like, actual villain and not like a blast or a thing fell
or some kind of magic spell,
or Kimberly got a magic spell and fell off the vault horse or whatever. Right. Like, it's just wild.
Yeah, no, like, she got hurt because he beat her up with his fists and his feet.
Yeah, and like we'll see later, like she is like messed up. Like, yeah. Like her face is all jacked up from this.
It's good makeup.
It is a good job. So the Rangers like pick her up on their shoulder, like you know, that like grab, you know, over the shoulder. Yeah. Not like fireman carry, but
we'll
like
help
one arm.
Walk you out of here. Yeah.
And I would say like how my friend other Josh carried me in to my home when I got too drunk once, but he was literally just basically holding up my entire body weight. They leave, there's an explosion.
Rancid gets mad and just starts like shooting at them. I think they get behind the boxes and escape. We don't really see how they get out.
There's like an explosion behind them and Jen does like a, but like the Rangers are still like protected and they're far enough away that like they're fine. We cut to commercial and when we come back, Jen is waking up, presumably very early in the morning, and she's got like a head bandage on. She got a band-aid over her face, like a couple band-aids on her face, because like there are several deep cuts on her face.
Yeah. And just like harsh bruises on her face and her arms that we can see.
That we can see, yeah. And Wes is next to her. Like, he's still in his clothes, like kneeling on the ground next to this like cot thing that she was on.
It's like a table, I think, that they repurposed to be a medical bed somehow.
Yeah, and like he's just like kneeling on the ground next to it with like his hand on hers, and it's very sweet.
Yeah, he's passed right out.
He's completely out. Everybody is unconscious.
Because it's like 7 in the morning. He's not about that.
It's got to be earlier than that because the other Rangers also aren't up. So like...
Right, and it is still dark, so it's like 5 in the morning.
Actually, I think it's light out in this scene.
Is it?
I think that's what wakes her up.
Maybe
is like the light.
We're in the dark clock tower, I think, is what's throwing me off.
Yeah, it's kind of dark, yeah. So we cut to Frax and Francis. Francis is like, you tried to set me up. I'm going to kill you because you're a robot. And you're easy to kill. I'm mute.
I'm just going
to
unplug you.
I'm a dummy. I'm going to switch some of your wires or whatever. Or tell you 2 + 2 = fish and watch your brains fry. And then Jen time jets in.
She's morphed this time.
She's morphed because she learned a lesson.
Because she's too hurt to fight unmorphed. I don't feel like she would be morphed if she was not injured.
No, she probably... Because like we've talked a lot about like what does morphing do for you? Like,
because it's never really stated.
They don't really say. Like, it gives you power, but like what does that mean?
It puts you in a Sentai footage where you fight different.
Yeah, it like gives you a suit and a helmet. And like a helmet's good because it keeps your brain protected. But like your suit's just spandex. So like, yeah. But... I think it is like it gives you more energy and power and like fixes you up a little bit. And in the case of like Jen right now, it like keeps all your blood inside, right, and like keeps your bones together.
It's like a compression suit.
Yeah, it lets you stand upright and do things. So she lands. She starts fighting Francis. Frax is like, ooh, I think I left the teapot on. I'm going to go. And just dips. And then we cut back to Wes, who wakes up. Jen is not there, and he starts screaming. He's like, hey, everyone, Jen's gone. She left again. This is bad. So we cut back to Jen, who has Francis on the ground. She's standing on his neck. She has her giant gun.
Her giant bazooka.
Point blank to his face. And she's like, I'm going to destroy you. She like literally says, like, I'm going to destroy you. You're a villain. You're just as bad as Rancic, and I will not suffer you to live on this earth. The other Rangers show up, like, Jen, you can. And she's like, I have to. I'm going to kill him.
Yeah, she says he deserves whatever I give him.
Which is so harsh.
Yeah.
And then they're like,
because he trash-talked her boyfriend.
Because he tried to kill them before, and they and he didn't, and now he's back. And
And he's just rubbing as much salt into that wound as he can.
Here's what I think is going on. This is like the little mental gymnastics that like I have to do to like okay, this is why Jen is here. Like, this makes sense why, like, calm, collected Jen, like, is by the book Jen is at this point, right? Like, either A, she has a very long fuse, and it finally went off, which I get.
That can happen. You bottle up long enough, and you reach capacity.
Yeah. Or she watched her boyfriend die in her arms, and like that's pretty traumatic, and then immediately had to go time travel to fight a bad guy, and then when she got back in time, her ship blew up, and then now she's a Power Ranger and saw his, like, his descendant or his ancestor.
Who looks exactly like him.
Like 100% like him.
Except he's got, like, kind of frosted tips.
His tips aren't frosted. He's just got blonde boy band hair.
I get. Maybe, well, I guess it's just lighter in some spots.
Alex's is, like, black and slicked back.
Yeah.
Like, Wes's is, like, blondish. But, like, all this stuff happened, and, like, she never dealt with the trauma. And then, like, she had a day off, it feels like. And then it's like, oh, here it is. All this stuff that you've been pushing down and didn't deal with, here it is now. And she just, like, snapped and is like, I need to kill this monster because, like, that's where I'm focusing all my rage right now. Which is not healthy, but, like, that's what I think is going on.
Yeah.
Wes says, no, you're right. Like, he should be destroyed. Like, he's a villain. He would not hesitate to not destroy you.
Right, and he's like, and I get why you absolutely want to blow his little fishy head off. But
what would Alex do? She's like, he would say everything by the book. Because he's a cop.
Yeah.
And then she, like, lowers her gun. And Francis is like, gotcha, sucker. And then, like, knocks her off and then goes to shoot her. But then she takes out her time sabers and does the power up and strikes him and lights everything around him on fire, and he blows up. He goes to blow up, so he picks his scab.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he does blow up. He falls down and blows up because we get the, like, pose. And then she says to the other Rangers, it's over, we got him. And then he says, no, you didn't. And he opens up his DNA hole.
Yeah. Ooh. Yuck.
And he grows. And the Zords come in and they kill him again.
Yeah, like, and then they do a whole Zord fight and then they kill him. Jen does the kill. Wes has a sword and he's like, you do it. And gives the sword to Jen, which I really like. Because last time, like, Trip did it. That was the last episode? Yeah, I think it was the last episode.
Yeah.
Trip did it, but it was off screen. Like, they're just like, go, Trip. You got it.
Yo, good job. Great job, Trip.
Trip did it in here. The camera didn't see it, but he did it. It was so cool. So then Jen bottles him and we cut back to the clock tower later and Jen is all scarred up. Like, you can see her face has, like, deep gashes in it.
It's not as fresh as, like, the past couple times, because this is probably, like, a day or two later, and she's, like, cleaned them up and whatever. But, yeah, she's marked up.
She lost the fight.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for sure. Like, no other way around it. So, the three... I don't want to call them the other Rangers. But you know what I mean.
So far.
They're the other Rangers.
It's the three other Rangers.
Trip, Katie, and Lucas are...
We need to get something on Katie soon, because she is she has nothing so far. Barely know that in canon she has super strength.
That's true. Never mind. I thought it was sooner than it is. There's a episode called The Secret of the Clock Tower, or something like that. That's all about Katie. And I thought that was, like, coming up in a couple episodes, but it definitely isn't. Never mind.
Yeah, because it's just so far, she's just along for the ride.
Yeah. Legend of the Clock Tower. Okay, so it's in 9 episodes. We definitely get a Katie episode in 9 episodes.
I just hope she gets a little something more to play with before then, because right now she's just, like, hanging out.
She, like... There's, like, a little, like, her personality is there, but there's not, like, a lot about her.
Her personality is there, but she doesn't get a lot of opportunity.
Yeah.
There's you have super strength, they said once.
And she, like, picked up a big thing and dropped it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm hoping she gets an episode before then, but I'm not sure.
Same.
So they put the monster back in the fridge. And then we kind of, like, they're jazzed about, like, yeah, one more down. And Katie's, like, super psyched and, like, doesn't start tickling Trip, but, like, looks like she's about to. And then we cut over to Jen looking pensively out the clock tower at the city.
She's sitting out on the outside ledge of a window.
Yeah. I think it's, like, a balcony that the windows, like, lead to. Like, there's a door, but there's also windows.
But it's definitely up, because Wes comes up to the window, and it's, like, up to his waist.
Yeah.
She's out there sitting on a gargoyle. Brooding over the town.
I actually think she's inside. Or she climbs out of the window. She might be sitting in the window.
He reaches out the window and, like, pulls her in.
Okay.
Because she, like, takes his hand and
right.
they come in.
So he says, like, Like, I know I'm not Alex.
That's all he said. He pops his head in the window. He's like, I'm not Alex.
I'm not you know I'm not Alex. And he's about to say something else. Like, he's trying to lead into something, right?
Yeah.
And then Jen cuts him off and is like, no, you're not. And I like you better that way.
Yeah, I don't want you to be Alex.
Yeah, I like you the way that you are. And Wes goes, you do? Woo!
Pulls both elbows in like, yes.
Yes. It's as if he just asked her out and she said yes.
It is a little bit, but then the way they like kind of hug after
is just like hold hands and hug.
Yeah, but it's not, it doesn't feel romantic. It's just like, yeah, you like me.
Like, see, I felt like it because Erin Cahill's acting her ass off and like these two have chemistry. So like, I felt like it was a like kind of romantic thing without being romantic. Cause you know how Papa Sabat hates intimacy and kisses. Especially.
Yeah, of course. She hugged her fiance after he proposed.
Yeah.
So,
if this is any other show, like it would cut away and we would show them coming into the courtroom and their hair would be messed up. Right.
It would
like,
cut away when he asks, do you want to marry me? And she says, yes. And she jumps on
tackles him
and they make out and they fall out of the frame and then we go somewhere else. And then we come back with messed
hair. But this is Power Rangers. So they did a hug, but like they hold hands, like both of their hands. And then, like, that's kind of it for a second. They're, like, looking at each other. And then, like, Tripp and Katie and Lucas, like, knock some boxes over because they were spying on them.
They were doing the Scooby-Doo where they all poked their heads around and they fell.
Yep. And then.
And it's my favorite because they turn to see him and Lucas just, like, shoots up and just, like, I'm just standing here.
Being
definitely
Lucas.
Not watching anything.
And they start dragging their friends.
Tripp and Katie reenact what they just saw. I was hoping that, because when they fell, Jen like pushed Wes a little bit. I was hoping Katie was going to push Tripp and he would just go flying.
She's like,
but that didn't happen.
No, because like when they get caught, like the moment is ruined. So she's like, oh, don't touch me, Wes. Like,
yeah.
But then like, they're like, oh, Wes, I like you the way you are. Oh, Jen. And they hug. And then Jen is like, get over here, and like chases them and freeze frames on a very unflattering face that she's making. And that's the end of the episode.
Yeah.
So Josh, you started. Mm-hmm. I get to pick the best. I think the best is the Rancic Jen fight.
I was going to say, I think the whole warehouse scene from when Jen shows up to when the Power Rangers pull her out.
Yeah. Yeah. That whole scene is like really, really good.
It's not just like Jen getting beat up. We get a lot of good Jen doing some beating up.
Oh yeah, she it's absolutely like the full, destroys for every time the whole fight until her and Rancic tangle.
Yeah, I like that entire thing.
The worst I'm gonna say is Nadira.
Yep, absolutely the worst.
It's just really bad.
It doesn't do anything. All it does is like make Fish Face kind of mad.
Yeah,
so that he shoots a car.
And what's weird is that like it feels like Nadira written bad.
Yeah, because like Nadira doesn't... I hate it.
thanks, I hate it.
She wants money because money will give her power over people.
Well, because you can buy things with money.
Like her motivation is still like...
Get cash,
get power. Be a powerful leader, dominator, whatever.
Right.
It's not like... It's not like suck a man dry and buy and go shopping.
Because she also loves going shopping, but she loves shopping with stolen money.
Yeah, she's always like, oh, here's the money for it, and then shoots them and takes the money back. Like,
but like this is like just like you know women.
Yeah.
Women
women, am I right, dads?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
No, that sucks.
Miss me with that.
Yeah. Jed Lynn's a baby boomer, I can tell. And MVP is Erin Cahill.
Yeah, for sure.
Not specifically Jen. Erin Cahill, amazing actress.
Yeah. Like it can't be Jen because she's very flawed in this episode, so I don't feel like giving her the MVP right. But it absolutely can be Erin Cahill.
I love Jen's arc in the episode when you do that gymnastics to get there. A lot of it definitely feels like maybe normally two people write it, and one person makes sure it's good, and the other one doesn't.
The other one hates women.
And the other one doesn't know how to write women, it seems like, in this episode. So that's kind of what that feels like. But yeah, Erin Cahill knocked it out of the park. Now we got to rank it. kind of contentious about it. Like, I feel like
there's some really good stuff in here, but
there's also some very bad
stuff. The Nadira stuff is a very heavy anchor, for me anyway. And the, like, no, don't kill the monster.
Well, that I like, actually.
I understand it, but it feels weird in the context of Power Rangers to be like, hey, stop winning the fight.
Well, yes. Yeah. What I like about it is that, like, it shows how they are different from other Rangers, right? Like,
yeah,
other Rangers
but they're
will just
like,
kill him.
They're like, hey, don't kill him. And she's like, okay, I won't. And then they kill him. Like,
the only problem I have with it is there is no discernible difference between the means of which she is going to destroy him versus the means of which she captures him.
What makes her shooting him different? Like, what makes that a kill shot and not a capture shot?
Versus a capture.
When he grows into a giant and you slice him down with a Doomclock sword, and then and then he's just an action figure after that.
Absolutely no idea. So there's six things on the list. I feel like split them. Dead center.
What are the bottom couple?
So the bottom three are from 6 to 4, Short Circuited, which is the last episode, A Blue Streak, Something to Fight For.
I don't remember anything about A Blue Streak except for Sonic the Hedgehog.
it had Seymour the Scientist.
Oh, that stupid guy.
It was a driving episode.
Right, okay. I would put this above that at the very least. What's the next one?
Something to Fight For is an episode that I really liked. That you did not like so much because it had the cold open where they killed a monster and it didn't do anything for the story.
Yeah. But there anything else about that episode I didn't like? Or did that just like...
That kind of colored
it. Put a
for
yucky
you.
Taste
yeah.
in my mouth.
But that's the one where Wes, like the kids get kidnapped and then Wes, like, steals $10 million from his dad to pay for the ransom and then they get it back anyway and he returns the money and then, like, tricks his dad into giving it away. I really liked it. You were a little colder on it.
Okay.
I just edited it this morning, so that's
how
it's so
fresh.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll put it above that one if you're cool with that.
I think it goes above that, and then the next one up is Rancic Lives, and I don't think this is a good one.
I know, I won't put it. I don't feel right about that.
Yeah. So coming in at number 4, Splitting the Uprights, Jen's Revenge. All right, and that's going to do it for us for today. We talked before we started recording. We're not sure when our anniversary is.
It's in January.
It's definitely in the first half of January. I think it's the 14th, but it might also be the 5th.
I know the 5th is something.
I have no idea what.
I don't know. And we don't have any way to check because those are deleted.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Let me look at when our last anniversary episode went up.
Okay.
Because that, I think, was done on the day.
Right. I think you did the same thing for that one, though. You looked at the last anniversary
That's why I think it's the 14th, because like the 14th just feels right.
Okay.
Our new anniversary is the 14th. We will put up something. Don't know what yet. We're going to have an anniversary episode.
Nice.
Not sure what. That's going to be the only episode that week for our birthday.
Great.
Then we'll be back to regular for the foreseeable future after that. So that's kind of the upcoming programming schedule, and we will see you on, I don't have it pulled up. Ah, beans. I closed it. But anyway, that's going to do it for us for today. We will see you on Monday for The Time Shadow.
Oh.
Sounds dope, right?
That better be good.
It sounds like a great episode title.
You got a lot. You're raising my expectations now. That's a high bar.
I know some things that happen. I don't remember how great the episode is. I'm pretty sure it's good. Anyway, we're going to see that on Monday. But until then,
may the power protect you.
I guess it's about right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like we've been doing this for 5 years.